Book of Shemot begins with the death of Yosef and the entire generation. Yosef and his brothers all pass on. And not only do the Jews move on to the next generation, apparently the Egyptians, as is natural, do as well. We hear in the beginning about a new pharaoh, a paro who doesn't know Yosef. And that, at first glance, is very strange. Yosef is somebody who revolutionized, somebody who dramatically changed Egypt. He's somebody who completely changed the economy of not just Egypt, of the entire region. And how is it possible that somebody can, a new pharaoh, could not even know who this Yosef is? One possibility that the Talmud tells us, it wasn't the new pharaoh at all, it was the old pharaoh who just had decided to change his ways. Some commentators claim that this could be a new pharaoh because it's a new line. It's not the same line as the previous pharaoh, somebody who may not have known Yosef as well. And some even suggest that perhaps Egypt was conquered, and this is from a completely different nation, and therefore they have no interest in Yosef. But they see the Jews, and they see the Jews as somebody who, or as a people who they're concerned about. And things which we hear throughout history in terms of anti-Semitism, that the Jews are different and the Jews are dangerous. And we even hear this incredible logical contradiction, at least at face value, that they're afraid that Egypt would be attacked, and if they're attacked, the Jews would join the attackers and then leave. If they're worried the Jews would leave, well, wouldn't that solve the problem? But instead they decide to take initiative to kill the males, to enslave them, and to put the Jews through all kinds of horrific situations. When they're told to kill the male children, the Torah tells us that the midwives absolutely refuse, and it tells us why they refuse. Well, it's the moral thing, but it's more than that. It uses the word of God. It tells us that they fear God. And the last person who we saw using a similar phrase was Yosef. Yosef, when he was approached by the wife of Potiphar, he gives her a speech, and in the speech he says, this would be something immoral, your husband has entrusted me, and more than this would be a sin against God. It could well be that we have over here a fascinating contrast. On the one hand, Paro forgot Yosef, but on the other hand, the midwives did not forget him. And there could be even a deeper connection over here. After Yosef stood up morally for what's right, what happened to him was his life became havoc. He was thrown into a prison. If there's anything worse than just being a servant, was his new position to be a servant in prison. But I suspect that all the Jews who did not forget Yosef knew the story of Yosef. Thrown into prison, he very soon, within a couple of years, rises to a position of power. If you're there as a slave in Egypt, and you know that there's a tradition, you know that God has told Avraham, it has been passed on through the generations, that we will be enslaved, but one day we're going to leave. And you look for a microcosm of that story. You look for a story of redemption. You look for somebody who was a slave and then walked free. Yosef is the best example. But there's another point about Yosef that we mentioned. Yosef retains his morality. Yosef retains his decency. Yosef retains his fear of God. And therefore, this new generation, we have a pharaoh who says he doesn't remember Yosef, and later on, when Moshe approaches and says, God said, let my people free, he doesn't seem to remember God either. So we have a pharaoh with amnesia who doesn't remember God and doesn't remember Yosef. But we have a Jewish people who remember God and remember Yosef. And therefore, they choose the moral thing, they choose the decent response, and they choose to obey God and not to obey Pharaoh. And even though their situation may get worse in the short term, the story of Yosef stands as the model, as the microcosm, for a story of redemption. And just as Yosef soon enough became a free person, became a powerful person, became a dignified person, the entire Jewish people will very soon be leaving, and they will attain their dignity, they will attain their power, and they will stand at Mount Sinai. And at that point, it will be quite clear that they did indeed remember God and Yosef.